Top of the news this Wednesday morning, Pope Benedict XVI traveled to the town of Oyes yesterday to pray at the shrine of a sainted 19th-century missionary to China. Emer McCarthy reports.
Pope Benedict flew by helicopter to the remote hamlet of Oyes, nestled in the Dolomite Alps in northeastern Italy Tuesday evening, from where 130 years ago Joseph Freinandometz took off for China, working there as a missionary until his death in 1908.
Il Signore vi benedica tutti.
Several thousand people walked through fields and woods to reach the village and greet the Pope on his first official outing since the start of his two-week vacation at a seminary in the nearby town of Bressanone. Pope Benedict, who was accompanied by his older brother Georg, visited the old farmhouse with its typical Tyrolean wooden balconies where Freinandometz grew up as one of 12 children. The home features a small museum with memorabilia from the Divine Word missionary's life in China, including portraits of the saint depicting him with the pointed beard and round cap typical of Chinese culture in its time. At 22, young Joseph was ordained a priest for the Diocese of Bressanone, but soon after, an article in the local diocesan magazine about a mission house in Holland caught his attention. He set out for Steyl in Holland to become one of the first Divine Word missionaries, a vocation that eventually led him to the Far East and China, where he arrived in 1879 in Hong Kong. He never left the people of China, despite the rigors of persecution, until his death in 1908 from epidemic typhus.
E ringrazio il Signore che ci ha donato questo grande santo, San Giuseppe Freinandometz.
Addressing the crowds in front of a small chapel near the house, Pope Benedict noted the increasing political and economic importance of China and said that Freinandometz was a saint for today and a sign for the future.
Importante che questo grande continente si apra al Vangelo.
The Holy Father continued that it is important the great continent of China open itself to the gospel. He noted that Saint Joseph clearly showed us that faith does not alienate any culture or people, and that all cultures await Christ, so they cannot be destroyed because in Christ they reach maturity. It was the second time in as many days that the Holy Father's thoughts turned to China. In his Sunday Angelus, the Pope had expressed his wishes for the upcoming Beijing Olympics, saying the Games should be an example of human dignity and peaceful coexistence. Saint Joseph Freinandometz, said Pope Benedict, not only lived and died as a Chinese man, but in heaven too remains Chinese. He truly identified himself with these people, concluded the Pope, in the certainty that they will open to faith in Christ.
Alla fede di Gesù Cristo.
Pope Benedict's short address was greeted with applause, bringing to an end his first outing among the faithful of the diocese. On Wednesday, the Holy Father is due to meet and address the priests, religious and bishops of Bressanone. I'm Ira McCarthy.